prove that the Nesivus is not correct, I'd like to quote from a Yamshu Shlomo, who writes as follows. What happens if the Nitva, who refused to go to Bezdin, who's a Masarev, and Tovei got ahead to go to our coast, the Nitva loses? Quote, three, five words. Hifsid dino ve'ein v'zkokin lo. The Nitva lost his din, and we don't even deal with it. What do you mean lost his din? So there's a beautiful saying called Kfiya Beget. Remember, Tzvi Gartner, I mentioned the name already this year earlier. He used a tremendous Talmud Chacham, lives in Ramot, in Yerushalayim. He's actually one of the editors of this beautiful Torah Beis Yosef that we have, that gave out copies of. He's one of the editors. He's now the editor of the Halacha part of Yeshurun, which comes out every once in a while. I have something from Yeshurun from some years ago here. And he is Medayik. Quotes from the Erech Shan, who's in the diet from this Marashal Yamshu Shlomo against the Nesivus. Why? What do you mean? He says this guy loses and Bezdin will no longer take his case. What Marashal? If the Nesivus is right, it won't help the Bezdin take his case. They're going to only keep the money if the Bezdin says he's entitled to that money. It's clear from Yamshu Shlomo, it's clear as day, that the Nesivus is going to lose even though in Bezdin. And even though the Torah would have won, the Chiddush is Bezdin won't take his case. Who gets Bezdin won't take a case? He gets to give the money back anyway, according to the Nesivus. Oh, good question is why? Why? Why is that set? So here is one of the Marim Bakomas, which I'd like to learn with you. I'd like to learn classic Marim. We have to look at the Rishonim. I guess this probably will fit here. I guess it will fit. I'm not sure. Not far what I want. I'm looking for the Or Zeruah. Anybody? Ah, thank you.
How does the Nesivus have practical reality in the sense that unless you hear both sides to the case, how do you know from thank one you. Side what the case is?
You are correct. You are correct. That's another potential technical problem, but let's put that out. Hold on. Here it is. It has its own thing. This thing is its own. The whole thing is this is. Well, we have to see Aleph. Oh. We have to do one after the other. Okay, we'll start with Aleph. Most I bigger. Everyone see? Everyone got a picture? Ve'elam mishpah shavtas nifneim. Perakam begarish tanya hayarab tarfanoma. Kol mokom shatamotzi aguriel shel akum. Pirish. Afal pishah dineim kedine Yisrael. Yeter ashor li'izokik lehem. Shinema. Ve'elam mishpah shavtas nifneim. Fine, as we know. Nifneim lo nifnei dayonei akum. Shamina mihos. Osu lodun nifnei dayonei akum. Afal pi. FLP came, maybe. If done, also, but the Yevon ain't denamed it. Two things. One, you know how to do it. And two, after the fact, it's bottled. There's no effect. It's not awesome, how you know. Get Musa be Yisrael kosher of Hakapossel. It's not a question of you did a violation. The effect is not there. The get is no good. Omer Abnachman, Omer Shmuel, get Musa be Yisrael kedin kosher, well, kedin posel, uposel. Uv Akam kedin posel, uposel. Shalom kedin if you're rechagat ebo. Ukin der Abisharsha beget ha-me'usa ba'akum kedin posel b'daraisa. Even though the guy did what the Jew would tell him to do, doesn't matter. The Jew didn't tell him, it's no good. Fneim lo akum. Tama mai kedin posel l'kuna. Hol v'la bar yisuyu nino v'shem t'bedin akum t'bedin yisrael b'michla. Fine. Hol amadata. Kedin b'di'evet akum shedonu ein dineim din, even if he did do the same as a Jewish peasant would do. Tov akum sheisu afilu b'din aget posel. Finished. Tanya b'mechilta. Amar b'lozer ben zaharin. Akum shedon kedin yisrael shemayani shedineim kayomin. Tam b'lomar. Enam shpodim shetot an shalahem. Ein Hemdana Shulcha. The first Kiddush in Arzaruah, not only is it also to go to a Goyish judge, Goyish court, if the Goyish court rules, the exact same way that Ben Shayshro would rule, it's null and void. Yeah.
Is there any issue in the term when he says Akum? I mean,
if it's nah, God, he's a God.
I mean, what if they swear, I mean, in the name of God?
That doesn't matter. This is what Akum is a guy. He caught the Chazash if he made a Jew. Jew was even worse if he doesn't kill with the Torah. But that's not the main point. The first point in Aleph is a Chiddush. You would know that. You would think it's also to go to God. If you went, the judge, they pass him the same as a Jew. Why shouldn't it be good? No, it's no good. Aleph. Beis. That's the whole Beis. Okay. We can't remember again. Musa B'Yisrael Kosher. Akum Paul. Salam and Katani made the Akum. Shadonit in Yisrael. And the name of the. That was pretty easy. Watch so. Miru. Aleph and Beis is sort of fundamental. Now it gets a little bit tricky. Look very carefully. Meritzona. They both agreed to go. But Dono also within Israel. Dineim din. They both accepted, and they passed like a Jewish court. They named in Dikel and Medak. The Dafka Hecha should donu also Bal Korcham. Lo have it named in a field by the end. Do we the Isu get Shem Asna? So Bal Korcham, let's get. We've been welcome Shabbos. The source is what? What's the source?
Wow.
What's the source? Isu I get. They beat him up to give a get. That's no good. So if the Tovea beat up the Nitzvah, vice versa. No good, even if they pass the Dina Yisro. Uchamina Abaye Ashkeli Rav Yosef Tayos the Kamasi Agiti Veosvim Yehi Rav Tarfim the Fnei Lo Yaakov. Abal Hechad Shekib the Meir Tzonam. Afal Gav the Ovru Aleph Neim Lo Fnei Lo Yaakov the Tegder Naveira. Afal Pikein. Hol Veyeshnem Betoras Dayonim. Critical. Kedaton Rabbanim Beperek Arba Mises. Shemis Nistav Benoch Dinim Beberas Hashem Bechule. Dinen Dimediyav. This is a Chiddush Gadol. This is a Chiddush Gadol.
What
mean the get? Get is always Bal Korcham. If you want to give a get, you don't have to.
No, but if he agrees to the proceeding, I mean, many people go to the proceeding and accept it because it affects monetary matters, etc.
That's a good question.
If there's actual acceptance.
That's Rabbi Reese spoke about that once. If someone goes to court willingly, then perhaps if the court penalizes him and he gives a get as a result, maybe it should be kosher. But here's the problem. I was really referring to a case where the Goyim passed like the Jews passed.
That's not so far then.
Oh, but look. He says, Im kilwa nev tain yisro, shneim tovev nivva, v'donu osam kidini yisro. So we're not up to you. Dalet. I told you to see from Aleph to Dalet. Dalet is going to be the real amazing line. Mm-hmm. Gimel doesn't prove it, but wait till Dalet. This is longer. I bring a raya from Gittin called Ashtoros, all those beer korshal akum, Pirisha Nasu Ashtoros, Ayade Bezin Akum, Afafishachos Mayam Akum, Ksherin, Kutzbigite Nash Revodim, Kol Ashtoros Shachos Mayam Akum, Ksherin, Losh Ashtorim Mech, Losh Ashtorim Atona, Bishlam Ashtorim Mech, Mech, Yoav Zuzi Kamayo Kona, Bishtor Rabbi Abba. Okay. Ilo Yoav Zuzi Kamayo Havi Marin Afshavichos Ashtor. So it's just a proof. It's not, it doesn't achieve, it doesn't affect anything. Elamatona, Eleshtar, Kona, Osa, Shekosa, Son in the Sunlach of Lokshim Kinya Khalipan, Kona, Sius Ashtar, Hechi Miklele, Vashtar Chaspa Vialmu, or Rabbi Shmuel, Dina Machusa, Dina.
Wow.
A document signed by two Goyim works to achieve transfer of my house to you. Wow. What's he saying? That the only reason why, when it comes to Gittin Kiddushin, the Goyish Accord is no good, because they're not chayav getting kiddushin. Apataras, in monetary matters, if both accept it upon themselves, we apply the principle that the din of the malchus is going to work. He extends it to a case in which they went to Bezin to shoot the second of the court, be yisur. Doesn't matter. They both went. It works. We're not done yet. Hilkach. Watch this. Hey, chashid donu kidine yisrael, but the ever they named it. Okay. Miulechat chila. Yimatinu kro milifne. How to do it? Okay. I'm skipping this part. It's not directly relevant. Okay. So first we quote from Rabbi Gartner Shlita. He quotes the Torah Zavua. Oh. So they both agree. In Yisrael, it works. Wait a second. The whole point with the Nesivis, they have to go with Dine Yisrael. We will rely on the decisions of the secular court, even when it's not in conformance with Dine Yisrael. You don't find that anywhere in the Ozerua. So my friend Rabbi Gartner said, you know what it means? It means the Jew is entitled to the money. All it means in the Ozerua is that the level of proof which the secular court will accept is lower than the level of proof that the Bezin will accept. So I know that the money's coming to me, even in Dine Yisrael. I can't prove it. Once the second law gives it to me, I'm not going to keep it. So shvach pshat, if you ask me, I don't think that's really pshat. And if it is the pshat, it won't help the common practice that the guy keeps money even if it's not coming to him in Dine Yisrael. Let me give you my pshat. I have a chiddush nifla pshat. This is the my pshat. Why is it that Rosenbruch said that they're not allowed to go to a secular court, despite the fact that you're not allowed to go to a secular court, even though they didn't know if I'm a because we have our own rules? And that's why he says that even if we both agree to go to secular court, it's only binding if they pass him like Dina Yisrael. Listen very carefully. Very important. You ready? So there are two prohibitions. The Rashba, we'll have to come to the Rashba again. Rashba blew me out away. Because I was guilty of what I always tell people I've been guilty of, not looking up the original. I thought the Beis Yosef quoted the whole Rashba straight. I tell the Shomer. So that's the impression you get. But very often it's not quite that way. And not only that, but luckily, Yosef brought me the brand new Rashbas, because I would have seen that. I have a Rashba in my house. I wouldn't have seen this footnote. Yeah. I received the Chumash Rashba as a wedding gift from Aaron Lichtenstein Zeichat Tzadikullah. Was then considered to be the top Chumash Rashba many years ago. And he had, that was a great compliment. It's not a Chumash Rashba. He gives it to the Mishnah Brura, he gives that. So he's. He bought me a Chumash Rashba. I still take it a tremendous compliment from my Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron. So that's what I would have looked up. I wouldn't have found this foot up. I would have been lost. So it's Hashkocha Protus. See some. Come back. Not today, tomorrow. We can get to that. Don't worry about it. So now, if you go to a secular court and you accept secular law, it's a double whammy. Right? Secular law is prohibited, and secular court is prohibited. The Yevet, what happens when the secular court decided? If, listen carefully, if they decide in accordance with secular law, so the Arzurua says it's no good. He only said it's valid if they decide in accordance with Jewish law. Why? Very simple. We have a general rule that Komis Abrahmana Lo Savin. Torah says you are not allowed to go to the secular court. So we say that the two averus, secular court and secular law, Therefore, we say that the secular law decision is null and void. That will undo the prohibition of abiding by secular law. What will happen if, lo and behold, the secular court decides according to Torah law? So, but the evidence is there, the din is good. Why? Manashach. As far as the issue of going to secular court, that's done already. Can't undo that. They went. And as far as the issue of secular law, no. They ruled in accordance with Jewish law. In that kind of situation, it's not a part of the principle of the Avad Almanit. It's a merit. The Avad Almanit, if he's going to, by saying that, you're going to undo the issue. The issue is going to be anyway. Why? The issue of going to court is anyway. And the issue of secular law doesn't apply. So therefore, in a pinch, post facto, the Goyish court's decision based on Jewish law stands. Here's my punchline. It's nothing. It's a chiddush nifla. The whole Orza Ruah, they both agreed to go to secular court. That's the case. They both agreed. They both agreed. When do we say that no matter what, it's no good even with the Evet, if one guy forced the other? That's the derivation of both sides. That's the derivation of Gerusa, only to a Jewish court. What happened in the following case? Listen carefully. Reuven the bum takes me to secular court. Give me a message, doesn't want to listen. Go to secular court, and I win. Did I violate anything? Let me ask you. I was forced by this ruthless, sinful plaintiff to appear in secular court. Wouldn't come to bed. Did I violate anything? Yes or no? What do you say? We discussed this very long ago. I go to secular court, kicking and screaming, I want to go to bed, and I want bed, and I want bed, and I want bed. No, secular court. I'm asking you. Did I violate anything? Of course not. I have no choice. These texts stops me to secular court. I would say bez and bez and says no, court. I went, I defend myself. So I hire a lawyer. I defend myself. And guess what?
Defend yourself? Would you make a counterclaim? I mean, how far?
That's not cool. I win. I win the case. He comes away with nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, in Torah law, I'm a little time of chacham, but I know I would pay. He asked for $1,000. Let's say by Torah law, I have to give him $400. So then it's serious. Go home, take $400 out of your wallet, and give it to him. No. You know why not? Because we said before that B'nai Noach HaMetzuvah El HaDinim, and the only reason why their din will not apply to us is when there's a violation of the Fneim for Lo Lifnei Akum. But I didn't violate anything. I therefore have the right to the Dine Goyim. I have the right to win by Dine Goyim, because Dine Goyim applied to Jews, said to the Farish. We both agree, right? But the only thing which stops it from happening is the Avera of the Fneim, the Fneim. I didn't commit any Avera. The other guy committed an Avera. He lost. I won. So I can keep it. I can keep it. What did the Arzur say earlier? What not the issue of Lifneim? What not the issue of Lifneim? To Bnei Noach could force the Jews to come to their secular courts.
No, but you said only if both accept. You didn't accept.
Exactly. So if both accept, they were both in violation of Lifneim, and therefore, if the judge decides in accordance with the secular law, it's Batlam Avutl, because they were both in violation. So the winner has no right to the winnings because he was in violation of the Fnei. Mm-hmm. In this case, the winner was not in violation of the Fnei. Why not? The winner was dragged, kicking, and screaming at the sake of the court. So he has a right to the winnings. That's my chiddush. That was a chiddush nifla.
Wow.
Based on the Ozarua. So it's against the Nesivis. Yeah.
When the court, the Goyish court, awards him $1,000, and you can say that it goes according to the Jewish law. That's the condition that the Torah says. That they have to.
If they both agree and the judge goes with Jewish law, it's binding.
he doesn't go with Jewish law, but it goes with the city law, with the country law.
It's the same as Jewish law.
But it happens with his...
Right.
So how is it that the entire we've only gotten 400?
No, I gave it two different cases. The case I'm describing now, Torah, I would have had to pay him $400. Quantum and the Sivis have to go into my pocket and give it to him. Quantum me, in the Minhag Yisrael, I don't. Why not? Because since secular law does apply to Jews, the only reason it does not apply to Jews is when it's an Isra of Lifnei. That's what the Yisrael has ever said.
But American law is never like Jewish law, in the sense that the rules of evidence are completely different.
Okay.
So it's an accident. If it happens.
So it's an accident?
But if the judge gives $1,000, that must be according to Din Torah also.
The judge, no, I gave an example. The judge said I'm scot-free. I'm a defendant. Go home, you don't have to pay a penny.
Okay.
In Torah law, I know I pay $400. He wants $1,000 for me.
So the Torah law wouldn't be the same.
So the Siva says.
That's right. It wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
It's definitional.
It doesn't have to be the same.
It has to be the same.
No. Or as the rule said, it has to be the same in a case where they both agreed to go to secular courts, and they were both in violation of the Fnayan.
Uh-huh.
That's why it has to be in the courts.
Right.
Here, the winner was not in violation of the Fnayan. You can keep it. That's my Chiddush. Now, Rabbi Yavi Beis Yosef with you. We're going to go a little bit further to Beis Yosef.
Wow.
That's my Chiddush. I hold it true.
Why claim that the judgment is only on the one hand?
So I don't hear you.
Why claim that the judgment is only on the one hand? Once the Goyish court paskins, the paskin for the other guy too. He is now, because they paskin, he's now being a minister. We should say, Avid Lomahan have a loser.
I'm not required to give him any money.
No, but he can have come to Besman and say, look, the Goyish court can pass in the Yavid Lomahani, the Pesach is null and void, then run down Besman.
So the answer is as follows. The answer is, it's a good question, the answer is that since the other party, from his perspective, is permitted to keep the money, because he was not in violation of anything, so he's not required to give money to this bum. Based on his own. Rabbi said, I want you to turn to page Kuf Pei Tes. Everyone has Kuf Pei Tes? Very, very important. You all have it? You didn't bring it with you today? Well, we'll take that. No problem. We'll go to the Beis Yosef. Thank God we have a good screen today. So we don't have to. I'm giving it from my.
We got it here.
Oh, you do have it. I gave it out. Everyone had it. You have it?
Yeah.
You on the screen? You have it, Yosef? Top of Kuf Pei Tes. Yisroel. Shaholif es chavero lefneho arkos. V'chivu la'oso shaholif es chavero. Oh! What happens? The bum takes an innocent Jew to a secular court, but the bum loses. Bum loses. Baruch Hashem, the bum lost. Uksharo came, the bum. All of a sudden, Baal Tshuva, Chazar, Utvo b'dinei Yisrael. Oy chatos. What we say today? Tell me. Hashamnu b'gadnu. You know what she really say? Gazalnu. He tried to attempted theft. Okay. Hayaroy lomar she'ain is kaken lo imzocha b'dinei Yisrael. We just disregard him completely. Look at your test in the bottom. V'chein nitva she'siv lovel lebezdin. Atovea tvo bakos vizocha bedineim, vchazer anitfa vetova vatovea bedine Yisrael. And it's kagalo. Rabbanana, Rabbi Betshuva, same thing. A guy's a bum. He chose to be judged by the secular court. Forget about it. You lost. Done.
I thought we don't even listen to it.
Exactly. You don't listen to it.
We don't take the case.
Exactly. That's what it says. And it's kagalo. You don't be disregarding. Oh. In that case, it's the way I'm reading the Beis Yosef. That could be, it's another read. He lost, right? Chivu also. He lost. It's over. Done. Ugedola mizu mashma b'maharik shorash kuf peis ayin shema b'ne yitzlok b'ra peretz. What a tantalizing line of Beis Yosef. This you have to look up. Even I have to look up. So I put the maharik on the maharik comes. He says even more than that. What do you say? Well, what's more than that? End quote. What's going on over here? What's going on? Let's take a look in the Marik first, and then we'll go into see the Mordechai, and we'll see why the Beis Yosef thinks they're arguing. And the Ramah, or someone stuck into the Ramah, Daki Moshe, as you can see, says there's no argument. Let's go slow. The Marik is in Rishonim. It's just on the border. Yeah, Marik. The beautiful Marik of Mechon Yerushalayim explains why that Marik is a transitionary figure, just at the borderline of Rishonim and Achronim. He explains there, but it's interesting for history, where do we draw the line? Three things I think happened. One, they started moving east. Ashkenazim and Sfarim moving east, from Germany to Poland, and from Spain to Eretz Yisrael and Turkey and Greece, because they were expelled. Number two, the printing press. That's also a sea change. It was all happened at the same time, late 15th century. So that's considered in the CSS something else there, I forgot exactly what. And that's what the Marik was just around that time. That's what we call Rishon Achron. There's no formal Nebuch convention. Okay, guys, you are now Achron Nebuch. You're no longer we call Rishon. It's all Avid is retrospective. I call my, you know, now we call ourselves Tachtonim. You know? So we're not even holding by Achron. But okay. So I'm going to read it from the beginning. Although on the Ma'ar Makomos, I didn't ask to see from the beginning. And therefore, my pshat and my rik that I've had all these years may have to be reconsidered based on the part of the Ma'arik that I wasn't paying too much attention to. On the Ma'ar Makomos, I don't know if you saw it, I asked you the Ma'arik from Va'af al Gav. But since we have time, it's a small group, we'll go slow. I should start packed, though. In Yeshdodon, I'll start. Ode Varazara, but didn't Ode Varazara, Bosa Shtar, Olo, Kagom. And Yat Bala Shtar La Tachtona. We hold, you lose. Shikasata Shadinam Behepach. Ukamo came to on Ruven Tanazu. So we follow the rules. Yes, you're right, there's evidentiary rules, you're right. But do we follow the Jewish evidentiary rules of the Goyesh? And here's the idea of a Poshut, Ein Betanazu Mamish. Afal Gav Doma Shmuel, even the Machusadino. The Kama say Kaimel and the Kid Post Kala Post, Kimishum Kach, Machshir, Star, all about Koshal, Umas Olam. I feel Mishtar Matana, as we just saw that quoted in there as a Ruach from the Moran Gittin. The Kosti Rebbe Lezim Yimitz, it's the Urayim. Dramina, Dina, the Mahusa Ella, the Im Dvorm, Hashayochim, the Karka, as the Mordechai says in the Perik HaGolz of Basra. By Karka, Star, Ux Karka, okay. Dima Husadina. Do the Malkom, she a karka shalom, kind of a star. Because really, all the land belongs to the king, really. Avabinian, Yad Bala Shtar, Aymala Tachton, Bala Yona, Chiosim is there, Pshita, Dlo Shayach, Lemaymad, Badina Chosadina, the Pierce of Lazim Yimitz, because it's evidentiary, it's nothing to do with the land belonging to him or not. That's point number one. Point number two. I feel the awesome, Deo Shehavi and Mordechai, that feel the Bishar and Yonim Mom and Omadin Chosadina. Pshita dafkal in arnunios taxes, umen hagel shemishpdei melachim, kama shekosa rabbeinu Shmuel perkcheskas abatim is elashona. This is the Rashbam in Baba Basra. Chosadina, kol misim varnunios umen hagel shemishpdei melachim shirigin lahanig dechusadina. That's all. Harecha behedra. Shapirish ha'inyan shdafkal misim arnunios umen hagel shemishpdei melachim shirigin lahanigim, but nothing else. Avol din, very important. Avodin, Shabiram Lachavera, Pshita, Dolo. Why? It echoes of the Rashba. We read the Rashba this. Didn't we read the Rashba? He came, Betalta Koldine Torah Chas V'Sholem. Echoes of the Rashba. Because the Rabbein and Nissim, the Kedushim, the Pekam, the Git, the Zelashona. All my Shul, the Zadina, Davka Mashu, also Mechuki Amelch. Have a Mashu, also Shalokidin, Lo. Dimachus, the Hoki Mashba. I'm a Dina de Malka, the Yavad Shaloka Din Chamson Asur, Vlav Dina Adkan. And he calls Marashak. Who is Marashak? I'm embarrassed. I saw it in the my Machon Yerushalayim, they gave it to Rosh HaTevis or someone. Of Shimshon Mikinon, I think, the Baal Sefer HaKrisus. I think. That's my memory serves. You ever heard of Shimshon Mikinon? Well, the Sefer HaKrisus, it's sort of a Chloe Hill. From the classic Rishon, I'm pretty sure that's who. These days, you know what Mashak stands for? If you ask the guy Mashak, who is it? Mahashak is a Shlomo Kugel. But he lived long after the Marik, so it's obviously with somebody else. So it's from Shimshon Mekinon, if I'm not mistaken. Quote, Al Odo Shtar, Sh'olav HaKol Sh'lumos Olam, Yesh B'loshon Asher B'dineyam Ha'yazocha Ruvain B'din, Uvos Loshon B'dini Yisrael Ha'yazocha Shimon B'din, Nirish En Aleches B'dineyam. No, we found in Yisrael. Hodach Shvin Shtar, Sh'olav HaKol Sh'lumos Olam, Pirish B'dineyam Ha'yinu Mishum, To Omer Hasam, To Lomar En Avshai, they tell the truth, not liars. We believe it. Okay. Brings rice. Shtar ze haya kosov blush in Israel, haya shimon zocha bedineru, gam shidich shtar saying yes kashimon, even since that's in English, not in Hebrew. I feel when to let us be shtar klalim yabedineru, because the mema. That's not true. Fine. Yesha Pasku, Mishashibid Atmo Bishtar Shishofi Bidineim. Watch this carefully, carefully. He wrote in the document. In the document. He's going to be judged in their presence. Shekevan Shanes Hashem. He agreed to be bound by them. Goli Adate Shirotza Leos Nidam Bifneim. What some say, they near it. The Dama Kol Ashtaros Olus Bar Kol Shul Goyim Ksheir Mash Veloshem Ksheir Mshonu Maminim Osam. For Lo Komash Al Holchem B'Dineyim. No, the old Lo Mash V'Lachali Ben Lishu De Lo Marin Avshayel Ben Lishu De Shmuel Din Yinstar Mech. The old Ki Boy Hosam Tamad De Mshtaros Lo Makemish And Nesar Bar Kols. Do you know he agreed to be bound by them? Lios Nodon Sham Below Tam De Shmuel. The old. In Gozar, Dova Shloka Hogan, Dina Lav Dina, Kid Omer Hosam, Dima Husadina, the Mechashen Lokitsa, Shen Dino did, Kolshke and Lavirenu al Dinenu Kula, to go against the Tinia Torah. When the time says, Dina Machusadina, Velog Zela de Machusa, for old Riot, Lamanishashalum, Solom Yosemi Shame, all your cost of Mishashalanu, Star Parsa, Mechorin, Shabdi, whole story. And Yachul is that, a gold series of this. Akamasha, oh. Rabbi Shimshon Mekinon. Oh, I remember properly.
Wow.
That's Marsha.
This would make almost all cases troublesome.
Who should also save a crisis? He wrote the save a crisis, I told you. I skipped a little bit over there. Okay, skipped. I added a little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What does that mean? What do you mean? It works? In Hemanos to do, we believe them. Lo chashvin like a mikhtve plast, like forgeries. Abelo, l'shanas b'din Torah, I feel like I'm low nima, a hair. Atkan is what I did not ask you to see. So if you didn't see it until now, I can't blame you because it wasn't on the Ramakots. Picked up from here. From here, you should have seen it already. If you didn't see it, we'll see it now.
So two unions sign a standard contract that has a choice of law and a choice of jurisdiction are stuck.
So well, slowly, we're not finished yet.
Okay.
So that's what it sounds like. The Af Al Gav Shekosav Sheyesh Posku the Misha Shivit Atzal B'Shtar Yishav B'Neim. Oh, that's right. That's the sentence you quoted earlier. If you write it in the document that you, in fact you are could be judged by the non-Jewish law, even in the non-Jewish court, it sounds like Chema Tzosi B'Tosus Chumadu Manochi Shuv B'Shem Rabbein Yitzchak Bar Peretz. Remember that name? This was in the Beis Yosef, right? Keep that name in mind. It's going to come up again. It's the Peretz. Watch. V'zel Hashona. Omar Ani. In B'nei Odom ne'esorim l'chavireyem b'chosel malchus. They agree to be bound by the king's stamp. V'chakach rotze chaver l'tova b'din me'osa tviya shu nesalo v'osa chosem in the Jewish bezin. Ain't this gargalo? That's what we saw called in the Messiah. We disregard him. Why? Why?
Wow.
Why? Kevan sheniach dine Yisrael ubocha lehe oser bedine umos olam shuv ein niskokolam beos tviya. Why? The dine de machus adina. Ad kan lashon.
Wow.
Now, took out the last three words, Rav Osai. I can understand what it means. And I said the gedolim izu. What's the gedolim izu? because the initial statement was of the Beis Yosef, he lost already, we disregard him. What did Marik say? Did he say he lost yet?
No.
He didn't lose yet. He didn't lose yet. He never said he lost. What happened? He agreed in advance to be judged by the Goyish law, and now we disregard him. Wow. Why? If you ask me, my initial pshat, once he agreed to go to secular law, and there was some substantive discussions in the secular law, and he sees he smells the coffee, he sees he's in, he may be losing, all of a sudden, that's my pshat, that's my riyak. Gedolim is what it means. The first statement, he lost already, and according to the second statement, he didn't lose yet. Once he was decided to be bound by it, and obviously why did he change, because he's losing, we throw him out. That's my pshat. And he tells us further, he says, look,
where does he say what you just said, that he started the case? It doesn't
say that, you're right. You'll see, I have to rethink my pshat. But that's what I understand. Bochol lehei osir medine umos means he agreed to be judged by the secular court, and I understood it initially to mean they started some discussions in secular court, and he wants to pull out in the middle. He hasn't lost yet. That's my take. See soon if that's tenable. We'll have to have a different take. So, going slow. Rabbi said, how many of you had a chance over Yonta to see this? And I guess you to see. Okay, you have till tomorrow. I'm looking at it today, but the way I'm going, I may not get there. But by tomorrow, I should have seen it. It's a very beautiful reading. Right. Where am I? Avinina Shayach the Melech Atzma Vachyotzim Dinina Zeh, the Yevshalay Yosos Ayde Sofa Vedi Yisrael, Ayde Sofa Melech of Shosov, Kimidik Hamachos, Pshita Pshita. What does Heiniach mean? What's the Lashon Demari? He's a bum. He's a bum. B-U-M. Why is he a bum? Why is he a bum? Why? The reason is, where's the words? Kevin Sheiniach Dini Yisrael U'bachar. He chose to go to Goyish Court. A choice makes him into a bum. Here, there's no choice. The government does not allow anything to go except for their documents in English language. Why? To my havel the mevad. For lekashim gili das sheyirtzal dios nodem b'fneim. They're pushed. He has no choice. There's no alternative in this country but to write goyish documents and goyish courts. He has no alternative. I didn't choose. No. For old, afilu im timtzalomar. The Becholinian Pollock, Masha Enkin, it's not true. But even if you would argue, Halokola Poskim Acheim Shevesi, Leel Sfile, Lol Shech Lemema Dina de Machusadina Bechai Gavna, El Lamaka Dislu, Lamaka Dislu, Tisle, Kudikasafti, Leel Shonim, Ukhidivrehikriya Marashak, Zal, the Rias Rabbis and the Chokos, Miush Yanich Divya Rabbim, Hamachriim Mishum Divya Yochid, who? Bisli Reparents? Shana Machrim, he rejects it. That's not going to be some parents. Right? What do his parents say? What do he say? The other one says, Sorim, Bechavreim, Bechos, Malchus, Bechos, Bechavreim. Whoa, one slow. I may have made a mistake. No, I think he's rejecting the Yesh Omer. It was quoted before. Who was the Yesh Omer? Come on, help me out. You saw somebody. It's a minority view.
How does he give, though, the legitimacy of a shtar to a shtar that wasn't signed like we signed a shtar?
You have to give me 1 minute because I want to try to find where's that line he quoted to somebody. That's who he's bashing. To somebody who's unnamed. Can anyone help me find it? Oh. The Yesha Paschal. Okay? Misha Shibit Atzel Vishtash, Yishofit Beinet Bifneim, Shekeva Shenesa Sham Goli Adate, Sherot Zalios Nidim Bifneim. He doesn't like it. It's all from the Marashak, Kriva Krisus. He says like this, you don't change the law. I see Yesh Paschal. And the Rebbe of Paris says the same thing. Right? He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all. Let's ask that. Why doesn't he like it? Can we go slowly? I went too quickly before. He gives a bunch of reasons.
He says it over there.
He gives a bunch of reasons. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4. Why doesn't he like it? Let's go slowly. Slowly. Number one. No, let's go slow. Let's go one at a time. Any maven understands. What was he fighting about? He could have gone to a Sofer Yisrael. And he decided instead, number one. If it goes to the Melech Atzmo, there's no alternative, then you don't say this for of Midei Niach. Okay, that's number one. So which way is he going over here? If you don't say the Svar of Midei Niach, you have to follow Dine Yisrael. Some understanding. Number two, even if you'll say that these people argue in all cases, which is not really true, well, it's so hard to understand which way is he going. All the poskim said disagree. You don't say Dina de Machusa Dina in such a situation. It's Chazer again. There are two choices on both sides. You follow Jewish law or Goyish law. The Marek is a big Jewish lawman. That's clear throughout. But they were Goyish law people. The Yesh Misha Posak in the Rashi Mikinon in the Sefer Krisus and the Rebbe of Peretz. They both say you follow Goyish law. So he says two things. Number one, they only said in the case where the guy's a bum and decided to follow to abandon Jewish law and apply secular. So he gave him a taste of his own medicine. That doesn't apply if there's no alternative. That's his first reason why he wants to apply Jewish law in a case where there is no alternative. Number two, even if they disagree, which they don't, we do not apply Dinei Machus in such a case. Number two, so you have to have Jewish law. Why should follow a unique view? That's number two. What's number three? Oh, it's going to go slow. Dolem is Uheshe Rabbeinu Osher B'tshuva. Ruven Shalosh Tachov Al Shimon. Very, very, very important. We saw this in the Beis Yosef a little bit. Watch. The Kosovo of Oshiyachal Tovo Ben Medine Yisroel Ben Medine Umasol. Kol Ki Agavna. What happens? Heshiv Zeh Lashono Zeh Rosh Yiroa. We saw this in the Beis Yosef a little bit. Afal Gav Shenog and Asol from Lichto Bishtoras Ben Medine Yisroel Ben Medine Umas Ola. Lo Dashin and Loshen Hedget Lo Vashiyuchal Tovo Ben Medine Umas Ola. Shem Daveri. I feel the dinner umos done also with the Israel. All the Tayana umos olam over there about the Zorah, Machal Shem Shemaim, Yaka Shem about the Zorah, to the Zorah, the Tova with the Israel. End quote. So a third reason is no way in the world you can go to a secular court. See, that's 3 points, he said. Let's chazer the 3 points. Number one, those who argue, oh, in the case where a guy abandoned Jewish law, so then he's stuck with the Goyish law. Number two, even if these people say you point to the Machusa, we don't pass it that way. No, we follow the majority. Number three, to go to Goyish court, Chas v'shalom. Okay, well, let's go further.
What about though in New York, the U.S. law basically is,
hold on,
as you say specifically, it's Jewish law and a Jewish bezdin. The rule is it's American law, 100% court, but, so it's implied in every document.
Let's go slowly. You're right. It's a problem. Yod hosted the Batur Choshen Mishpat Lichto Bishmo in the name of the Rosh. Afilu Hamalva Vahalova Omde Befonenu. For O Mahalova Lamalva Im Tirtan Tisbeini Bedini Umos Olam Machina, we protest. For Lord Sayas Misham Tipu Mecherim. Oh, the Kasvi Ben Bedini Umos Olam. No. What does it mean? It means he's a Gavra Lima. He's a strong guy. You'll have a right to take him to secular court. And that's the Rosh said. Kavachom. Mahasam Sha'ol Me Behedja Ben Bedine Yisrael Ben Bedine Yaakov. I feel it's almost done and also Gedine Yisrael. I feel the Hachi Pasak the Lo Shabkin Lame Shabtin Lame Pemecherim. Koshkin Vekoshkin. Shema Mastok Tana Ki Hai the Meniach Dine Yisrael. For Goli Adaite, it's not completely clear. The Lo Yez that Goli Mefarisha Behedja. We don't listen to him. Kavachomer Ben Benosh Kavachomer. Hecha Shabol the Shanas Dina Torah. Now you want to go into a secular court. You want to even change the laws of the Torah? He wrote to the Medina Umas Olam Shaveri Yesh Bidovei and the Harav finished. Ad Kan Chuvas Marik. So my understanding of Marik was always His main point that the Beis Yosef is quoting is that you didn't lose yet. Just the minute you were ready to agree to be bound by the second of the court, and you, obviously you're changing your mind because you probably, not because you went to Shul Rosh Hashanah and clapped, and Tzom Gedalia clapping Al Chet, you see you're losing. So that's why I'm not going to hear the case. That's why I answered the Marik. I may have to again revisit, as we'll see soon. Atka says the Beis Yosef, the Mordechai seems to be in disagreement. So we have to look up the Mordechai in its original in Baba Kama, Sima Kuf Sadi Hei. We just found the paper trail of the Halakha of Beis Yosef. Just found the source that he told us to look at. That's all. It takes time. Everything takes time, Rabbos. Everything takes time. Mordechai is in Baba Kama. Oh, what parag is it? What does he say? Sof Kama. Take the last parag, okay? Sof Kama. See if it's there. Whoa. What does it say? Kuf Tzadi. Hey? I have the Kuf Tzadi. Hey, when I kuf my mouth. This is impossible. I don't know what makes that go, Smona. I fell so far in one parag. What are we up to? Wait a minute, maybe yes? So much in one parak? Oh my goodness. Hey, we're here. Kuf Sadi Gimel. I spoke too soon. There's a lot of stuff in one parak. Kuf Sadi Dalet, hang in there. This is it. It's Kuf Sadi Dalet, Kuf Sadi. Look at this amazing story. Kosa Ben Meir. Shesha'alta. Watch, look at this, a story. Now, the word Rebbe should not mean Rebbe in a complimentary. It means he's married. Like a Nishchit. Reb. And when it's married, it's called Reb. Doesn't mean it could be a bum, it's still called Reb. See who the hell was a bum over here. Shesha'alta about all this Rebbe Ephraim. Sholach ba'akol shakusim. Nishchit Rebbe. Went to a goy shakur. The Koval al Rabbi Yo. Yo may have been a tzaddik so far. Lachricho, she yaslo din Yehudim. What happened? I think all of us are right, no? What happened over there? Follow the story. Ephraim went to Goyish HaKut against Rabbi Yo. Yo complained he wanted to do a Jewish law. Am I correct? Is the storyline correct? Ephraim went first to the secular court, right? Is it right? Mm-hmm. And then what happened? He complained about Rabbi Yoel. Lachrichol sheyaslo din Yehudim. I don't know what that means. Ephraim is against Yoel.
Ephraim went to the Goyish court in order to force Yoel to
secular court. So what happened?
No,
so he's not such a bad guy, Ephraim. Ephraim's not such a terrible guy. I mean, he went to the secular court to force Yoel to go to a bezin. Okay, not supposed to do it, but not so terrible. What happened? This Yoel is a real tchotchke. What did Yoel do? What did you do? So, we talk kavod Rabbi Yoel, Rabbi Ephraim, we've seen him on Rabbi Sirasa. He's a meiser mamsh. He's a real meiser. It was a double Messiah, but the first guy's Messiah wanted to bring him to come to the second to Jewish court. He, Heshiv Aram, nearly the Yofed Dantem, Yofed Zekisem, Yofed Chiavtem, Ator Ploni Aluf Midor Rabbi Yitzchak Beis Dincha, Vnei Shrabi Ephraim Lo Tov Osa Biyam, Royal Imtoch Al Osa Al Hamut, quoted Shukhanoch, Kiholach Barkos Kusim, Tchila Lachvich Shekinagdo, Afa Pish Lachvich Eladas Yehudis, Yeah, he's a half a bump. So you give him Musa. You give him patch. You could give a fine against him. You with me? Give a fine against him. But he's not so bad, this Ephraim. Because he wanted to go to, at the end of the day, he wanted to go to Bezin. He just used the wrong device. Try to achieve his goals.
Isn't this a course, the course
Maybe the cost. We have to discuss after Sukkot. We have to get the costs.
Because it's in Muslim and Sirah, so it's in getting them back.
Right, okay.
So
we are being very careful now not to discuss court costs, which is a very serious matter to discuss after Yom Tov. We're trying to cut, we only have four shiurim, right? Am I correct? Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. And Monday, I'm at your leisure for questions about the Yom Kippur Sukkot. So I don't know how much we get on Monday. Monday, I think we have shiur first thing in the morning. It's one of those Torahthons? I think so. I think that's what I said, she shows you early. You'll look up the schedule on Sunday. Okay. Right. We're holding, I lost the place. So he's a halbitzer. On Rabbi Yoel. Woo! Is he a bum? Chayev l'shal Rabbi Ephraim. Kol ha-hefset shefsido. K'moshe pesakta. Let me boy, k'agav n'shir Rabbi Ephraim. Lo hefsido klum Rabbi Yoel. The Chayav Rabbi Yoel, the Shalom Rabbi Ephraim, called Hefset Shefsido, Afish Rabbi Ephraim, Hischa B'Kalkola Tchila, because all he wanted to do was take him to a Jewish court, and he didn't cost anything to this Yoel guy. Alafilu Hefset Rabbi Yoel Tchila Memsiris Rabbi Ephraim, a little bit. Achar Shenigmar Hefsedo Shrabbi Yoel, Veholech Umoser Gam Huas Rabbi Ephraim Umafsido, Venirli, the Shaman Hefset, Tosu Zelazet, from Hefset Yoel Ephraim. More than Hifzid Ephraim to Yoel, Yishalim of Yoel or Rabbi Ephraim, but Moses Nezek Shalom. You know what it reminds us of? But Bekama, right? Tam Bekaminech, Shne Anoshim, Shechov, Zebazem, Mishalim, but Moses, you pay the difference. Hoyle of Yoel of Hafzid Mamona Shor Ephraim. I feel the Messiah of Ephraim to Chilak Moshe Kosov, the office. He had no right to do that, because he always tried to do is take him to Bezin. For Rayoso, Hoda Iborlu, so Perak Akones, both sides. So for Akones, if also Takones nigzlu b'mosur, although umasi b'teku, Isak adaita to mutal abdo b'yadayim, hashla suda b'mona b'yadayim, shari koshkan shikanegdo yitlo b'shvur, keno hoyalo Rabbi Yoel hafsid b'mona Rabbi Ephraim. She had no right to do that. V'od, ho alamina masurin, hanimidi kodem shemosur, damad demakavina le, alhecha shemosur kvar yifsid lo, look, Yoel Ephraim did it to Yoel already. Yoel had no right to get back at Ephraim. He's not going to save himself. Quotes the Rambam. Also, Hamosul Anosim Asher Zaman Lasos Nirali Shasul LaHorgo Elim Ken Hugsak Dimsul Anosim again. Whereas the Yog Shem Yimsor Achayim Umasa B'chol Yom Or Hamarav L'Gharagas Anosoros LaAnosim Shugsul Dimsul Mamun Yisrael Dimsul Mamusar LaBiakam LaGav Echazman LaRosh. Fine. Period. For Nirali the time of Hutavim Mosim Shem Rodeful. Oh. Why? Musul anosim rodefu lar chaver defsiv kito michmar. What does that mean? To michmar. What it means? What's a toe? What's a toe? Not your big toe on your foot. So the toe mechmar means an ox that is trapped. Toe means an ox? No? What does it mean? Look it up in the dictionary. It's a pasuk toe mechmar. Pretty sure. So, mahato, the ox, came and shenafel the mechmar, fell into the trap. Shuv ein merachman olof. Af momach shiisrael, kolomach shiisrael, nofel bi adam, koldahu. Malilim, olav alilos, kolkacha, shaharbe, pa'amim, bolele, sakonis, afoshes. Once the goyim get their hand on you, not today's goyim are pretty good, the United States government, Baruch Hashem, but in the old governments, once they get your hands on you for some minor offense, they can mamash kill you. Hilkach, imosa, mosul, la'anus, esa, shazamam, sulakat, ninade, sulav, rodevu. Afilu, b'shasru, difosal, limsul, la'anusim, nirali, ima yoyochol, atzil, b'yachal, me'evara, b'chatichas, l'shono, cut out his tongue, literally. Oh, but see, made him blind him. Also, the hogger. Hogger chai misa. Hilkoch b'din is there. Shachaz Rabbi Yoel u'masas Rabbi Ephraim. Pesel lo hitz latzma b'shum dover. Hilkoch chaya b'chol inyan. Shalom lo hefseido. End quote. What a lengthy, great story over here. The Beis Yosef says, back to the Beis Yosef. Back to Beis Yosef. Avol lo mash v'hochi. Bahu uvdo shev yamorachai. Rabbi Yoel, Rabbi Ephraim. How in the world is this against the Ma'arik and the Beis Yosef? That's Chazal. The 3 points over here in this little paragraph. first Reish Lakish says a Jew bought a goy to second the court and lost, you disregard him. Don't take it wrong. If he comes to Beis Din, you throw him out. Then Gedolim is, as I understood it, meant he didn't lose yet. He's losing. Throw him out. But the Mordechai doesn't say that. Why? Why? Because what's the case of the Mordechai? What happened over here? Why is the Mordechai against the Ma'arit according to the Beis Yosef's interpretation? Why? Why? Presumably because what will Beis Din do? What happened over here? What happened? Ephraim went to secular court. Afal Pikain, we're going to penalize Yosef to pay Ephraim. It's against the Narik and against the Beis Yosef. Looking back, Dake Moshe. Ayana Kamani quotes the Mordechai. Parentheses. Tam Dakdek, Pachuas Mordechai Yira, She'enel Shaycha Lekan Klal. Ki Hosam Mosru Zezeh. Lachain Poskul and Bedina Yisrael. Aval Inyan Hadin Evshel the Olam the Ainis Kokin Uchidivya Marik Kainir Ali. He's not doing anything. Not exactly clear according to me why he's not doing anything. But presumably the Pshat is there, they're both equally guilty. Masru says as the best is clean up the mess. But if the bum who went to second the court and is now losing or lost, and the other guy comes with clean hands, is innocent, then we won't touch it. That's a push-up shot. You come with clean hands and you win, we're not going to touch it. The other guy's dirty hands. They both have dirty hands, have to clean up the mess. That's a simple shot. Once we're here, we'll finish the dark emotion. Valdvar HaKos from Maram Mirizburg, quoted the Shutmar Revival. Atvar hakos im hifsin hamak and bedine goyin. I Reuben hits Shimon. Push up shot. Reuben loses in secular court. As ein lahanishol tvei, you don't punish Reuben again in Beis Din. To betray k'tola lo katlinei, no double jeopardy. He already lost in secular court. Lo hifsin ade kabeluso oz yaslo din. End quote. It's very unclear. If you have a chance, you can look up the Marival. We can look it up ourselves. I guess maybe we should do it right now. We're a little bit out of order. Let's look at the Mari Vial. Can we have Mari Vial? It's completely unclear in Beis Yosef of what's going on. Would he be Rishonim? I guess so. Mari Vial. Simon what? Kuf Ayin Dal. What? Is this correct? Amud Kufay and Dalit. Page numbers. This is why they started going page numbers. It's ridiculous. You can do a search. All of Mari Val.
Sure.
Look for these words. Start Val Dvar HaKos.
All
of Mari Val. Because it says page. A page number. I don't know you have to find it. You just type in those first few words, right? Valdvar HaKos and Hifsid. I mean, you could print the whole thing in. Can't find it? Mari Vial is a Rishon, yeah. Shut Mari Vial. I'll take a look at the Maram. Al Devar HaHakos. Try those three words. Any match? Nothing. Try the next three words. Im Hifsid Hamake. Hamake. Try the next three words. Get that. Okay. Try. Ein lahanisha. Just try two words. Ein lahanisha. low katlina. We come to the end of the rope over here. Low katlina. No. Okay, I give up.
Did you write anything else?
I don't know. It says, I'm a Kufayan Dalad. Maybe go downstairs later. We'll look up the Mari Valen in the base Medrash if we have it. Do we have it? Find out. Okay, Nisan, tomorrow look for Mari Valen downstairs.
What page is it?
Kufayan Dalad. But I don't have, I don't have pages over here.
Unless we have Shukta.
Oh, to a Chachman.
No, if we have the Shukta, we don't know if it exists.
Unless the Rama Ram Vizrug is printed in Mari Vail. Oh, maybe at the end. Hold on a second. Go back to Mari Vail. Oh, that's what it means. Let's go back to Mari Vail. Look at the very end. Maybe he has something to get about. Hold on, I never thought of that. No. Good try. Okay. We don't. Tomorrow, so we'll have to. Let's put that aside. The kids and Imrits, Rabbi Osai. I learned Pshat in the Gedolim Izu, in the Marik, right? From the Rebbe of Peretz. That you apply the principle that we disregard you, not only after you lost in the secular court. Once you see that you're losing. That's why I understood it. Nimsar means you gave your friend over to a secular court, you lose, we're not going to be dealing with you. And even if you didn't lose the case, you just are in the middle of the case. The middle of the case. We understand very well. Why is it true? Listen, a guy who's being forced, kicking and screaming at the secular court did not violate anything when he was dragged into secular court. And therefore, he has a right to win with the laws of Dinei Akam, because they're chayav on Dinim. That's why he says the words, Dina de Malchus, the same exact words that the Oros HaRuah said, Dina de Malchus to Dina. And the Nesivis comments on the Ramah quotes the Smarik, and it's a Knas. But if I know that I owe the money, I have to give him the money. But number one, it's Shver. So maybe that's also part of the Knas. We saw that last week, I think. That's part of the Knas. Or maybe it's found in the piece that Rabbi Berkowitz will see. Maybe it's also part of the Knas. So now, Rabbi Osai, let us take a look in the Sivis. But he quotes from the Tumen. Okay, it's very important to see the Sivis, he quotes from the Tumen. Then we'll see the Tumen prop. It's on the Mar. I usually don't put Tumen in my Makom, so it's not in every standard Shulchan Aruch. Here I have no choice. Okay, no choice. But let's first see the Sivis. This we saw already last week. We'll see it again. Biurim. Biyanim. Chalav. Watch. Betumim because of Shnei Tanim. Everyone see? Aleph. To have a kekibul alav korov or posel, the eno yochel lachzibo acha gmardin. Alright. Korov or posel. Can't back out. Beis. Mishum knas. Shaholach lefnei akum. Nafkamina, mention Hatamim. Tama Echod, Harishan, in the Schaiva Tovea, Machmas Shochad, Shindosan, Shekinegdal, Avas Amishput, Niskakalo. Why? But Karva Apostle, I feel the toe, Chose, Hadin, and certainly is Shochad. He never accepted a Shochad. Utam Eglishim Knas, Shuve, Niskakalo. Okay, makes sense with the Tumas, right? Perfect sense.
How far does the Knas go?
The Knas is so strong as to let him keep the money. He doesn't accept that.
What
hold
if
on.
There are two cases. One case. One
good question. Hold on. When we discuss my poskim mashma deiko ketama beis, what's tama beis Knas? Well, all my bezin is kokolo. But then he says, it's a Knas that the bezin won't deal with him. But the Knas doesn't go so far as to let the other guy keep the money. If Avalim Habal did Baatzmi Odeya Shechayav Lo Al Pidin Torah, Vareit Yisrael L'Chav Lo. If you don't stupid, Yisrael L'Odin B'Snei Dayana Yisrael, Shloli Yeh Savik Gezel Tachas Yodol. No, there are other posts that say, that's part of the Knas. The Sivis himself says Knas. Why can't the Knas include that? Include that. Now, both sides, we have a Gemara Sanhedrin. I hope you have a Gemara Sanhedrin. Yeah. We haven't opened it yet today. It's already only 20 minutes left of the whole shiur. Please turn to the Mordechai. Tov, Resh, Pei, Vav. It's on the Ram Nechamas as well. Mordechai. Tov, Resh, Pei, Vav. Well, I'm so far behind my schedule. I was going to talk about the Raj, but it takes me 3 days to get there. I always, I'm not repeating myself. I'm just, you know, it's a lot to be said. Tough Resh Pei Vav. Save time, we're just going to read a little bit. Start from the Alphasi. Alphasi Pasuk. See, it's an R print that's bolded. You see it? Everyone see it? Yep. Yeah, the Mordechai Tough Resh Pei Vav. You don't have it? Okay, I'll put it on the screen. Okay, I'll put it on the screen. No problem. There we go. Tough Fresh Pay Love. Where's the Alpha C? Come on, guys. Where's the word Alphasi? Alphasi Pasuk, right? You ever see it? Alphasi, ever see the word Alphasi? That's the riff. Pasuk, the kibel olav chad karav apostel, kibbe tre, vikonomine, lomati hadarbe. If I accept a karav apostle as a witness against me, and I pick up a handkerchief, I can't back out. What's going to lie many? Chen bo masal of ne'er abim meir. A judge, not a witness. Uchshehir gishaya matted dvar v'kibel shochad. Rotalav zabo. He's taking a bribe. Uposak lo matzer hadarbe. He can't back out. Ooh. He can't back out. He can't back out. Whoa. Let's turn to the Tumim. You see, everyone saw the Mordechai? You should have seen it in your Gemara. If you didn't have, put the screen as a courtesy for those on the Gemara today. Let's take a look at the Tumim. Purim the Tumim. Whoa, what happened? Tumim. Okay, let's go slow. Yeah. Ha'amoyech v'yeh b'zeba for a svar, you know, the bezin just disregards him, throws him out. Tzarechia, namo. Ki in b'din umos olam, zocha shlo p'din, na'achzik v'ma shachavero, mi tira to keep the money. Who holds this way? Only the marik. Ravitz for a parrots. Shemos lechaver b'din malchus, v'chakach rotzul t'vor lechaver b'din also b'tmiya, ein it's kakalo, kemish niach din yisrael b'ochav u'u din umos, shuv ein it's kakalo melchus t'viya shedin chos dina, akal nashono, zeh yisoda shol din zeh, marik? Ah! He calls Mariva a parrot, he's an opgeschlagener. The Zavitzli a parrot is someone we don't accept. The Tumulim is pshat, he's a shitoso somewhere. Watch this. Ain't right. The cost of my riksham the head of every parrot's real dina of Malchus Adina Bechol Dover. What? Where? Who? 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 What? Where's Mary Bay parrots? Where? Where's Mary Bay parrots? We don't have it so far. Where's Mary Bay parrots? I'll show you soon. Amal kavar kotzav marik lehedjet shalom below armina kain rov poskim cholkin. Either Ramah says in Shin Samach Tes, I mean it didn't have chusah b'chol davar, That's the Rashi and the Tshuva. Chokah Kamel Thomas Amadina. Avalam Amina Dina Chusa Bechol Dias. Akam Bitalta Bechlal Kol Dina Torah Ben Aplina. We saw that already in the Marik. We saw it already in the Rashba. Bechas V'Shalom Lashovan Amelim Bechol Adina Bechinas Svarim Nelech V'Nevake B'Dosei Amelech Nemusei Amas Shechoka. The Shtag Lomar. It sounds like the Rashba. Tzorach Lomar. Can we repair it? Sviel Dei Valekach. Hainu. In Bolo, the Medina Yisrael, Chas V'Sholom, Lodon Api Chok V'Dosei Agoyim Shechok Olam HaMelech. Aval Hu Shalach Medina Goyim Nisratze, watch this, the Kabbal of Dina Machusa, and Yochol Avzabo. Kekosu Marik Shom, Ika Lemehme, the whole of Medina Yech Dina Yisrael, Bokol Dina Humos, Gali Adatah Shavos Yizim Mithayim. Chen Mash V'Shom, Tiritzona Loma, Da Filo Lohola, Klal Medina Umos Olam, Rak Ashtar Shekos of Ayosu Bedose Goyim, Harbe Kibel Alatsmo Dine Goyim. Not like me. I want them shot. Now he really went to the second of the court and he started to lose. He says, no, the document itself. And the Beis Yosef says, Gedolim is the cost of my rip, Shemri rip parrots. Niskav on the Kach. Such a Gedolim is who? Never set foot in the second of the court. And still is bound by it. That's how the Tumim is shot. Anand lo Kaimel, okay? Chas v'sholom lo medechol shtoros ha'osu yetz ha'akos v'nimusa yetov si shalakam shemutu l'yedech ha'akos. The Rishon said, impossible. So then we don't pass on this at all. The Rishon repairs l'shitaso. We'll see l'shitaso what that means. Maybe the Rambam makes a distinction. Watch this. Lo minan v'shtar Bedina goyim shen esvatz ledineim. Oh, that's what I would have said. The document is nothing, but he went to secular court. That's the Rama is referring to a case where he went to secular court, and it's calling him Arik. Doesn't that mean pashut pshat that Arik is referring to a case where he went to secular court? I mean, it was another pashut. So I read Rabbi Berkowitz, but we're up to Rabbi Berkowitz yet today. I thought we'd get to it today. We have another day. Okay, please look inside the report. Yeah. Luyihi the kiblu the kinyan the dun b'fneihem. Excuse me. The komakam kosher. Ma'abrak shen esratza. Who cares? Luyihi the kiblu kinyan the dun b'fneihem. The komakam hayochol lachzibo. Siv gimel. He back it out. He holds like the Rebbe repairs. That's about a truma. The mighty kinyan the dun b'dinei umos ha'olam. So too with the ma'aseh shtar. We don't pass him like that. Kinyan doesn't work. Mechabes Siv Chavav Siv Gimel. Tzorach Lomar. Here's an amazing pshat in the Torah. Ramola Shitasa. Siv Chavav Siv Beis. Which on the Marmah comes. Afal Pisha Kibel Lodnan Bifnei Goy. Yochol Lachzibo. Mikol Makom. Mikfor Don Lefonov. Liyuchol Lachzibo. You already went to a Goyish, a judge. Can't back out. Kan Mari. Dikfor Don Kimo Shekosav in Ischaif. Oh. Only if it's already. What? Only if it's already guilty. Of course, the question becomes, but that's not what the Marik said. The Marik said that even if he wasn't guilty, that's a Gedolim Mizum. He said, so, what's going on over here? Slowly. Abba Bali Kinyan, Loyadati, Lama Loyuchal Avza. Moko Shlom and Haram Moko Shabu Vuba Mordechai, Baba Kamakuf Tzadi Hei. The Kibu Kinyan Dafka, we saw that. I Kibu the Apostle and Tzorach Kinyan. But go shiny. Have a lava de Retoro. Woo! If you accept a relative, a bum who's Jewish, you don't need a kinyan. A goy, since it's an isser, a kinyan. After it's an isser, well, is a kinyan going to help you? That's what he's saying. Pilei ploim, shat niramo. See you soon. I am bismah. Hov lo lo sevalo. The shach thinks the Ramo is wrong in the chav beis. It's not in the Mordechai, and I think he's right. The Berek HaBayis is it's proper shat in Mordechai. So therefore, but our Kenyan can't back out, so the whole thing is wrong. Oh, and he wants to say like this. Lo b'shvil shenis ratzal dinei umas olam, rak ho v'holach ha-sheichim v'kilkel ma'asav l'dinei umas olam, lo to ma'asav yamav, enin l'achroon l'shvo v'kolo, chienu rachfuro shoyim v'shoyim, ha-mavazin din toro mi'akam shem avod azor, based on the Pashat Pshat, what we call, g'mon af b'bakam atzadi beis. What does it say? It's hard to read this psukim over here. We know how Milsa the Kores Chavech of La'onach Romi Ale Gudu Rabba threw a fence on him. It says in Yecheskel, Yan Tiatich Vlo Tihart Bitumasech Lo Titariot. What does that mean? Mi shemisarev, look, lelech b'dinei Yisrael, the mutl lelech imo b'dinei akum. I mean, paltavi, we saw it, it's already the very beginning of the sugya. That's that Russian semidam, paltavi. Hadava dochuk tzas, tematzorech l'ray mehad posuk. Al kol psuk yitanach malayim, mizeh ba'asher do shema l'kol sori Yisrael, neviyah v'shofteh ba'olem b'nochrim v'yavozul chen v'avem plilin. Al b'bachra ha'gemara ba'akwa. No! You can't. You call him to it, and Torah refused. Hapel of Guda Rabba of Lishma b'kol avshiyach of Yerut Lishma called the Beit. He took it to court. He cries, "Uncle, I want to go to Bezin." Too late. You can take the case all the way to the end and take it to court. Ain shomea mechita shol bazam avsegas v'goba turo. Pasuk and pasuk. That's it. Offers tikva, which means the knas. That's from the Beis Yosef. And it's called Mishum Knas. The Holach Bedina Goyim. And Bez Nachron, the Fakir of the Vosel, the Yuvat Woman Shalom. So he calls to Mordechai, to what's my Rabbi of the Rabbi Yor Ephraim, Lo Nirikain. Why? Why is it against? Rabbi Yor complained about Rabbi Ephraim. Yeah, he bastard back. And they still have to pay money. Why? Why? He did a bad thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Ephraim has to pay what that which he caused to Yoel, even though Yoel's a bum, here too. That's it. Therefore, the Ramah wrote properly, and Raya Medivri Chuvas Maram Mordechai Kisham Masu Zanzet, and no one agreed. Sina Tzarechin, as I said, the Ramah is a Shitoso, Simchav Beis, and we don't pass in that way there at all. Therefore, it's hard to take money away from the guy, Kim Lee. Even the Ramah, but they did Shochat, this Kog and Bez not see that's not an exol. You don't see the Stratza. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, so it's a Tumim Bekitzim, Bekitzim Nimr, it's a whole long story. The Tumim is saying at great length that the two Pshat, that's what the Sivis called two Pshat. Either it's a Knas, or it's Mechabal on himself, the Dinab of the Goy, which is Mechabal's Pshak. Rabbos Psak and Simon Chav Beis. And Simon Chav Beis. Fine? 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 Good. If it's Kana B'Yodo, obviously from that moment and on, Ain't it's Kogolo. When we learn Pshat and Marik, the minute you took him at the sake of the court, you're over the Fnea, Ain't it's Kogolo. That being the case, time 3 of Knas, it's also Ein Iskogolo. For the moment that comes into second of the court, it's Ein Iskogolo. The problem is the Rambo used the word with a schaif. That's the problem, to be honest. Rambo used the word with a schaif, that sets everyone into a tizzy. Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. What happened? I keep saying it. Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch. Lashon Ramah, watch. Watch, look here. Mi shalach bar kol shel akum, vin ischaye b'dineyem, v'chakach chozer tzvo lefnei dine yistayon yisrael, ein eskog der marik. Now, Marek didn't say this chayv. Yeah?
If you draw the analogy to the Tumim says, if you just sign the document, you can be chayzer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going to our cause is a lengthy proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
You have pre-trial, motion, you have the trial. There's a difference before the trial, during the trial, and after the trial.
Correct.
So maybe that's the distinction that's being drawn here.
100%. Look, I'm saying, if the reason of Kabbalah's Kenyan, you accept it upon yourself the jurisdiction of the secular court. That's the Kabbalah Kenyan. Right? And the Marik, if I understood it correctly, from the moment you're over on the Fnehem, that's what the Marik said, you're a bum, B-U-M, we're not going to deal with you. Knas should also be the same time. Same time when you submit to the authority of the court and there's some significant discussion going on, we'll see when you have Rabbi Feitz thing on the screen tomorrow. I was supposed to do that today too. I ran out of time. You read it? You gotta read it. Yontif, you only had it on the screen, you couldn't read it on Yontif. Could have typed, could have like, printed it, download, whatever you call it. But there's a way to read it. That's what I think Pshat is. So why in the world did the Ramah say Vinischayev? That's a tremendous question. Here's my answer. The reason, it's not Dafka Nischayev. So why did he say Nischayev? Why? For the second sheet. V'yesh Omrim, Tinizkakelo, even if Nischayev. He's trying to save time. He knows that Mordechai argues with the... The Mordechai argues with the Marik. Now, you say, I didn't document, he said not that way. In parentheses. Oh, you see, for me, it's not him. Oschaf. Ket azel less of Xavier Dakimosha. And it's obviously not coming because the Ramah quotes that the Mordechai argues in the Marik. It was thrown in by the Drisha. That's why it's in parentheses. It was put in by somebody else. Marik calls there is a dispute between Ramah, there is a dispute between the Marik and the Mordechai. But Nischayev is lav dafka. That's my pshat. Nischayev is lav dafka. From both sides, so far so good.
What does Rabbi do with Simon Chafes, what the Ramah says?
You should have a kabbal on yourself, right?
Right, that only once there's a Gemaritan, so then you could. Then you can go back. But until then, you couldn't.
Right? Well, the question is as follows. There's no Israel cause. It's a single Goyisha arbitrator. I see a lot of that's a shock. That's a, if you look at the Maram Kabbalah Shabbat, I'm not running out of time. Who can know what? I wanted to show that the other Rebbe parents. I have to end in 2 minutes, but let's see if we can just show you something. I think I asked you to see another a Mordechai, Baba Kama. Whoa. Where were we? Mordechai, Baba Kama? No. This one. Watch this. I asked you to see Mordechai Simon what? Kuf Nun Dalet. Very, very important. Kuf Nun Dalet. Look at this. Watch. See the same name? Dina de Machusa Dina. Pasuk who? Who? Ritzel Bread Peretz. No coincidence in Jebosai. Yisroel ha-malve li-yisroel chaveru al-amashka ein ha-malve zokak l-shom v'yose v'shona mil-demokho l-igvos ha-alvos al-gedina de-machusa. Here were what the Turikad would call the apokurus. This is where parents. He's an apokurus. He'll dina de-machusa dina even in a straight case, but the laws of when you, whether you're allowed to sell the mashkin or not. As apokurus, so the Rav Yitzchak parents in the Marik of the Shitosa was apokurus. The Tumim said, I mean, he didn't use the word apokursus. But let me show you. This is critical. I want to show the Tumim one more time. Here's what he meant. And therefore, we should disregard everything that he ever said. This Rebbe Peretz. This is the Shitasa. He just passed you by quickly. Where is it? Didn't he say it somewhere? Oh. Tzorach Lomar. We repair it for the dinner because the dinner is called davar. In other words, it's true. No, we don't pass in that way. That's what the Tum is saying. We repair it to Shitasa. We will see later on. I guess tomorrow. Chas v'shalom to accuse. We repair it not because dinner is in all cases. Chalil. Then you have to have a whole loop shot in the Marif, not based on the way the Tum understood it. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. That's because she read with Thursday. It doesn't make a difference. There's no college.
I sent an email that says half shiur 11:30. I don't know.
Rabbi. Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Who sent that email?
Rabbi Bacon sent to the shiur assistants. They should have 11:30 because they have part of the Torah thing. I don't know. They have special
tomorrow
programming.
Also?
What?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. We tomorrow with Rabbi Bacon. Whatever are you doing? 11:30, okay. 11:30?